KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Oh, it's a mystery today. I won't make a mystery out of who's here, but we do have a mystery to tell you about today. And we welcome back Hannah Brown. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Good to have you with us today in person.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Sure. And who'd you bring with you?
I brought with me Christine Carbo. She's a local author.
Oh, yeah. We're in the presence of greatness, huh?
Definitely.
How are you and welcome?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start with you, Hannah. Talk a bit about the big event we've got planned that will include Christine.
Absolutely. So at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we are hosting a virtual event. So it's a really neat event featuring three local mystery suspense authors, Christine Carbo, who I have here with me today, Leslie Budowitz, and Debbie Burke. So anyone can zoom in and watch this discussion and listen to the authors talk about their novels and kind of the writing process.
Well, tell us how you're going to do this.
So usually we just kind of have a little bit of a panel format where one of us moderates, and we usually pick Leslie to do that because she's actually an attorney and she just knows how to keep things rolling along. Mm-hmm. And so we do that, and then we take questions as well from the audience. And people are usually interested in the writing process and how we plot our mysteries and things like that, and whether we kind of come about it from the seat of our pants or whether we have, you know, intensive outlines and things like that. And we all do it a little bit differently.
So how do you do it differently?
You know, I've actually done it both ways. I've kind of figured things out way ahead of time, know how it ends and all that. And then I've also just kind of gone as far as the headlights and seen where, I mean, I've written maybe sometimes 2/3 of a book without knowing who the killer is, and then had to figure it out at the end.
We have to have a killer.
Yes, you do, in a murder mystery.
Tell us about your book or your latest
book. So I have 4 books out on the shelves, and they're all written kind of in this area. Several of them take place in and around Glacier National Park. Actually, all of them take place kind of either in or around Glacier. And I really just love to have a strong sense of setting in my books. And so Glacier and our, you know, just our beauty in this area works really well for those novels. As well as being stunning, I think there's a lot of haunting places in some of this austere beauty that we have, especially up near the Continental Divide. And so I utilize that a lot, almost like its own character in my books.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to dive in further into this, and we're going to understand what Emmanuel Lutheran Communities has to do with all this right after this. Your new senior independent option, The Cottages, within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. It's in its final design stage now. And for a limited time, you can choose your options and your upgrades. Select between 3 cabinetry finishes, quartz countertops, a gas range, a fireplace mantle, and hardwood floors. The Cottages are 2-bedroom, 2-bath patio homes. Now, you can capitalize on our booming housing market now and enter into independent living in a life plan community. With your brand new patio home, you can also gain access to multiple dining venues, a fitness center, and services for all stages of adult life. You can learn more about the Cottages and the convenience and splendor within a life plan community. Simply call Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Joining us today, Hannah Brown from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and mystery author Christine Carbo. So let's go back to you, Hannah. Tell us now the connection with Buffalo Hill Terrace and these mysteries.
I'd love to. So it's kind of neat. We have a resident-led mystery book club at Buffalo Hill Terrace. And a lot of the folks in that book club have read mysteries from each of these authors and have really enjoyed that. And we kind of started brainstorming. The book club came to me with the idea to have a book event featuring mystery authors, local authors, and it kind of grew from there. Originally, we wanted to have kind of a big event in our auditorium and invite everybody, but as you know, we can't really do that these days. So then it developed into a virtual event, a Zoom event, and kind of grew from there.
So we're going to Zoom this
time. We're going to Zoom it.
We're going to Zoom it. Okay. So tell us what it's going to be like for the people there at Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Yeah. So any of the residents campus-wide can participate in this event. We will help them get it going on their computer or wherever there's a screen, and they can all Zoom in and participate. The neat thing is our awesome culinary team is going to make some special appetizers to go with this event for the residents that live on campus.
Maybe it'd be more cool to go into the big room there.
I was going to say, if you want the treats, that's the benefit of living there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get the big screen too.
Yes, for sure.
And everybody can kind of talk about it individually as well as with the authors.
Of course, yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. So, I guess the next thing we want to do is talk to Christine about her book and what she's going to say, and we'll do that right after this.
Emmanuel Lutheran Communities has a neighborhood for memory support, the Lodge at Buffalo Hill. With memory loss, a person's needs can change every day, and the Lodge stays aware of those changing needs to adapt their services accordingly. It's a place to live every day to its fullest, with programming designed to engage and promote wellness. Staff are dedicated to helping residents make the most of every day. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones. Call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or visit ilcorp.org. That's ilcorp.org. The Lodge, within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
And our guests today, Hannah Brown and Christine Carbo. And Christine, now I want to know about your book. Can you give me a little bit of an idea of what the mystery's about?
So, like I said, there's four of them. So my latest is called A Sharp Solitude, and it actually involves a FBI agent who's local here, like from the local resident office. And she kind of gets involved in a case that's not really her case. It's actually the county's case, because it's something that takes up a crime that takes place up near the North Fork, in the North Fork. And anyway, so she kind of butts in where she doesn't belong and ends up having a bunch of conflict. And there's, I like to really explore psychological conflict with my characters, as well as, like I said, a strong sense of setting. Michael Connelly, a famous mystery writer, says that it's not how the detective works the case, it's how the case works the detective that's really interesting. And so I really take that to heart when I write, and really kind of have this psychological dynamic that goes on with most of my main characters, and really, yeah, love to do that. And so my novels are novels of suspense, and Leslie's actually got a new novel of suspense coming out, but her other books are more like cozy mysteries, and she's got Spice Shop Village mystery series in Seattle, as well as a Food Lovers Village mystery series that takes kind of place around Big Fork. And then,
yeah, that's a Little Spoon.
And then, yeah, and then Debbie does a suspense series called the Tawny Lindholm series. So we all do kind of this mystery or suspense a little different. We approach it all a little differently. So I think it's going to be a fun panel to talk about how we all approach the genre.
You talk about Michael Connelly, and I noticed that when he writes, it just seems like three quarters of the book is everything that could possibly go wrong.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden something goes right.
Yeah.
And you wait and wait and wait for that one thing to go right, and it changes the whole
thing. Follow that thread, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I mean, you usually want a lot of conflict in your stories, because that's what keeps them interesting. If everything goes really well, it's like, okay, this is boring. So yeah, you try and have a lot of things not go perfectly
well. When we say conflict, we're not necessarily talking about violence.
Not necessarily. It can be just, a personal conflict with your main character, and that can be quite suspenseful.
And all of them seem to have these pasts that just catch up and roll around with them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. It sounds fascinating. And so you've written four books.
Yes.
Are they available locally here?
Yes, they are. They're in Super One and Barnes & Nobles, which we don't have here anymore. Actually, we've never had a Barnes & Noble, but there is in Missoula. And they can be ordered, and they're at most of the local bookstores, which I really love to support. So, support the local bookstores.
All right. So, Hannah, This is all part of our lifelong learning process.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it sure is. And I think that's what's neat for folks who live at Buffalo Hill Terrace is that we're always trying to foster these opportunities of continuing education and lifelong learning. And so many of these things, like this book discussion coming up, are resident driven. It's just whatever the group we have there is interested in. And I love just working with the residents there and helping meet them halfway and provide these opportunities.
Well, that's one of the things. Everything there at Buffalo Hill Terrace is pretty self-contained.
Yeah.
So you got to keep up with these folks.
I do, yes.
They don't like to sit around. They like
this
to...
This is the truth, like, for sure. Yeah.
And particularly an opportunity to use our mind to explore other things and to take our lives a little further.
Right, yeah. And what a resource to have such amazing local authors.
All right, so let's circle back here. We're going to do this when?
It is going to be February 24th at 3 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody from the outside can Zoom in.
Yeah, anyone's invited. They can all Zoom in. And to get the Zoom link and the info, just give us a call at Buffalo Hill Terrace, and I will email you all of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What a fantastic deal. And I think this is really a lot of fun. Mysteries. I love them. I love them. And congratulations on 4 great books, Christine.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And Hannah, as always, it's a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming today.
A Happy, Healthier You is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.